Beginning Monday, May 30th, 2016, the Climbing Higher telecast will air on WMCN-TV 44 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available through Antenna Television, Comcast Cable, and Fios. Be sure to check your cable listings for WMCN-TV. The telecast is also available on WBPH-TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Start your day with an encouraging word from Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. with the Climbing Higher telecast of Bethel Deliverance International Church, the church where miracles still happen.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus died on that cross. That was the fulfillment of God's love. Here's what God said. Jesus dies on the cross, and the last phrase he utters, well, one of the last phrases he utters of the seven, is "It is finished." The Greek verb "to finish" literally means everything dealing with this act is completed. In other words, you don't have to do anything but believe. Here's what God said. It's not in the Bible, but it's in my mind and heart. God said, "There's nothing more I can do. Now you've got to come to me. I gave my son. Now you give me you." My daily prayer, every morning in my morning devotions, I say, "Father, take a little bit more of me until there's nothing left but you. I want my life to reflect him." Eric has to die that Christ may live. The demonstration of love makes you less vulnerable to satanic attacks. No matter what my parents did, there was one thing that I knew. I knew they loved me. I knew that my father loved me. Amen. My daddy was Jamaican, and he would get that rum that you Americans can't buy, and that white rum, the kind that when you burn it, it puts out a blue flame. And daddy would drink that, and man, he was just, "Come here, baby. Come here, Rick. Come here, Rick." And oh, God, I just loved for him to get drunk, because I would get money. Oh, my gosh. Yes, "Come here, boy. Get over here. Come here. Here, take the, oh, here, want some more rum?" Glory to God. But I knew that he loved me. I knew that my mother loved me. And some of you, unfortunately, you've been commanded to do something that you can't do. You can't love anybody because you've never experienced it. You may have had sex, but you've never experienced love. You may have had relationships, but you've never experienced the love that causes you to feel accepted even when you don't accept yourself. And that's what we're talking about today. We talked about vision, we talked about unity, we talked about change. And so now, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, we're going to talk about love. Amen. And I want you to read something with me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, Paul says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not meat, for up until now you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." See, he says, "neither, not either. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For one of you say, 'I am of Paul.' Another one says, 'I'm of Apollos.' Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who then is Apollos? But they are just simply ministers by whom you've believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I plant, Apollos waters, but God gave the increase." Paul identifies the schisms in the church at Corinth. It's amazing that the letter is written after the visit. It appears that Paul wants to correct behavior that has been exhibited during his visit. Some things he did not know of when he was there. And so when we read the text of the letter, it says it has been reported, which means it came to me later. Then there's a time when he says, "This was brought to me by those of the house of Chloe." which means, again, someone gave me this information after I left. But the majority of the letter comes from personal observation. When I was there, I could not speak to you as mature saints. I had to give you baby food. I couldn't give you meat. I couldn't give you substantive doctrine that will change your life. I could only give you that stuff to help you stay in the position you're in. He does not say that the thing that inhibited that teaching was satanic infiltration. He does not say it was unrepentant sin and behaviors. He says it was because of the schism of cliques. He says it seems like you migrate towards individuals based upon the personal choice of ministers. He seems to suggest that this church was falling apart, again, not because of satanic interdiction, but because of their inability to see the body of Christ as united. Amen. They had fallen under the spell of those individuals who wanted to promote their own agenda and reached out and gathered the weak, underscore weak-minded, to follow them. Paul tries to create a challenge for this. He says, you're all carnal. And the word carnal isn't a tremendous insult. It just, the word in the Greek is sarx, S-A-R-X. It means fleshly. It means you're just walking in a fleshly demonstration. You have not graduated to the spiritual reality of ignoring personality and holding on to the truth. It doesn't matter if Pastor Lambert isn't preaching. As long as Jesus is being proclaimed, I'll be there to be fed. I'm not a Lambertite. I'm not a Martinite. I'm not an Aaronite. I'm a Jesusite. And that means whomever Jesus uses, I can be fed by his vehicles. Are you with me? Now you say, well, Pastor, what does this have to do with love? How does this impact love? And why does Paul make this a precursor of his teaching on love? Because when one loves, you move personality out of the way. Amen. The most difficult thing you'll have to master is the application of and the demonstration of love. Why is it so difficult? Once again, we have no point of reference. Biblical love is difficult to master because it calls upon us to exhibit behaviors that are contrary to the norm. Amen. He says, bless them that curse you, when the norm is fight back. Yes. He tells us to forgive even the unforgivable. And we ask questions about forgiveness because we're unsure as to what forgiveness looks like. So many of you struggle with forgiveness because you've been led to believe that when you've forgiven, you don't think about the thing anymore. It is not possible to move it from your memory bank. Once something has become part of your life experience, you cannot just arbitrarily toss it to the wind. But what the Bible is teaching in the attitude of forgiveness is that that person will no longer have a response from me that is predicated on their action towards me because I've forgiven them. Are you with me? Are you sure? Are you clear on that? So when God calls us to forgive, what he's saying is don't treat them the way they treated you. Therein lies the substance of your salvation, where you are different by behavior and deportment. Amen. Than anything else. Amen. It is not your doctrinal acumen, nor your gift of tongues, nor any of your ministerial assessments that make you different. It is the fact that you can love as God loves, and it doesn't matter who that person is. Amen. You can love them based upon the love of God, not their ethnicity, their skin color, their cultural breeding and background. None of those things are relevant to Christian because racism is of the devil and it does not come from God. So you gotta love everybody. You even have to love me. At the end of the day, you have to love me. Amen. And I'm not easy to love. That's right, because I'm human. Humans take work. When you grow a little bit more, I'll suggest to you, when you grow a little bit more, after this series has begun to break ground in you, I'll suggest to you that God is not easy to love. I can't tell you that now. I'll just suggest it to you now. But once you've been in the scripture enough, you'll understand what I mean. Because many of you walk from the altar and say, I love God. No, you don't. You have yet to have him place a restriction on your life or call you from something that's not sin, but he just doesn't want you to do it. You have yet to sacrifice anything. You don't love him because you don't know him. God is not easy to love. That's why he chooses who's going to love him. He only chooses those who can do it. Everybody else can't. That's why they're not chosen. But like I said, I got to give you that when you get a little deeper, because right now I'll just leave you there questioning. Like the disciple said to Jesus, well, then who can be saved? That's a Wednesday Bible study. All right. Now, we're finding a deficiency of love in the world today. In Matthew 24, 12, Jesus says, and because iniquity shall grow, the love of many shall wax cold. I love the fact that he uses the verb wax. And what he's saying is it grows. That means that this, what we're seeing right now, did not happen overnight. Some of you baby boomers can remember a different world, can remember a different time. But now you're seeing what's happening because the love of many is growing cold. Here's what's going on. The love is growing cold in the world. Why? Because the world mirrors the church. We've become worldly. But there was a time when the world, even though they were not born again, imitated the church. They honored Sunday. They honored Sunday. They created blue laws to honor Sunday. When we started dishonoring Sunday and going to the mall and going to ball games and taking our children to play sports on Sunday, now isn't it amazing? You won't find Seventh-day Adventists or Orthodox Jews violating their Sabbath, but we violate every law in the Word of God. It doesn't matter. We just violate it. We just violate it. Because I'm under grace. Grace doesn't mean I throw away the principles of the kingdom. And so because there's no love in the church, the world says it's okay for us to walk in a position that's not lovable. So that's why God says judgment begins here. He said, I can't judge them till I judge my church. And so from time to time, it's necessary to receive messages that stir you, anger you, and force you to take a moment of introspection.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
03116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.